Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we're going to learn parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. Is there a Mishnah Zayin? Yeah, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of challah, and also the matanos of a behema that you shach that are supposed to go to a kohen. So on Yantif, you're allowed to be mafresh challah from a doe, and you're allowed to be mafresh the matanos from an animal that you shachted, but we're going to have a machlokas whether the challah and the matanos that you've already been mafresh can be given to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Meaning in general, whenever there are mitzvos that involve hafrasha and matana, we view it as two separate steps. There's the hafrasha, there's the removal of the item that you need to do, and then there's the actual making sure that it gets to its destination. We have that with Trumas and Maisos, right? You're mafresh Truma, so now your produce isn't tevel, and then, in addition to being mafresh Truma, you also have an obligation to then give and deliver the item to the Kohen. So says the Mishnah, B'shamei Omrim, Ein Molichin Chala Matanos to Kohen B'yom Tov. You're not allowed to actually deliver the Chala or the Matanos from the Shechted animal to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Meaning the Halach is, when you Shechted an animal, he's supposed to give his Ro'a L'chayayim V'keva, the right front leg, the jaws, and the one of the stomachs of the animal go to the Kohen. So you're not supposed to give that to him on Yom Tov. Bein Shuhor whether you separated them on the previous day on Erev Yom Tov, or whether you separated them on Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to give it to the Kohen. Basil Matirim, but Basil says that you're allowed to give these things to a Kohen, even if you could have given them on Erev Yom Tov. And Beshameh says, why do I think this is Asur? So Amalem Beshameh. Beshameh said to the Basil, Gezerah Shavah. It's based on a basic Gezerah Shavah. Chalu Matanos Matanos Kohen, Utrum Matanos Kohen. Chala and matanos are a gift to the Kohen, and truma is a matana to the Kohen. So since they're very similar in that way, kashem she'in malichanas a truma, so just like you're not allowed to bring truma to a Kohen on Yantif, kachin malichanas a matanos, so too you're not allowed to bring gifts of chala and the matanos to a Kohen on Yom Tov. Meaning that he's working with the assumption that you're not allowed to give truma to a Kohen either. So Amru lehem Beisil, Beisil said to the Beishamai, lo, ima martin betruma she'in zakeh baharamasa. No, by truma you're not allowed to give it to a Kohen because you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. You have to be mafresh all your truma before Yom Tov. So since the chiyuv to be mafresh truma takes effect and has to be done before Yom Tov, so the chiyuv to be mafresh is very much connected to the chiyuv to deliver the truma. So that also has to be done before Yom Tov. Tomru b'matanu shazaka b'ramasan. We can say the same thing about shechting an animal and giving the matanos to a Kohen. You're allowed to shecht an animal in Yom Tov, which means that the chiyuv to be mafresh the matanos is a Yom Tov dika chiyuv. It's not an erev Yom Tov chiyuv, and therefore you're allowed to deliver it as well on Yom Tov. And the same is true when it comes to challah. Challah, you don't have to bake all your challah before Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. So if you're going to bake on Yom Tov, that means you're kneading your dough on Yom Tov. And when you knead dough on Yom Tov, that means that it's generating the chiv of hafrasha. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to violate the melacha of tochein on Yom Tov. However, when it comes to tavlin and melach, when it comes to spices and salt, those are very commonly crushed in tiny amounts, meal by meal, however much you need for that meal, and that you're allowed to do. But since generally we don't allow tochein on Yom Tov, one might aser grinding even spices and salt in the normal way. So we're going to have a machlokas about what you could do, what sort of shinur you can implement when you grind something that you're allowed to grind on Yom Tov. So b'shamei omrim tavlin nidochin b'madoch shel etz. You can grind spices on Yom Tov, but only with a wooden pestle, not with the usual stone pestle that would normally be used. V'amelech b'pachu ve'etz hapor. And salt you could grind, if you could have ground it before Yom Tov, and it would still have flavor, have its strong flavor, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov only with a piece of cheres. cheres, meaning a pitcher that made out of cheres, or a wooden mixing spoon, but not with a pestle, not even with a maduch shel eitz, not even with a wooden pestle. Beis Hillel says, tavlin nidochen kedarkan b'maduch shel even, that spices you can grind in the normal way, v'melech b'maduch shel eitz, and salt, you're allowed to use a pestle, but it's got to be a wooden pestle, meaning in both Beis Chaim and Beis Hillel agree that we're going to be more makel with spices than we will be with salt, because spices, if you were to grind before Yom Tov, would lose some of their sharpness, would lose some of their flavor. It's like when you grind the maror before Pesach, so by the time Pesach comes, it's not quite as strong as freshly ground maror. But salt doesn't really lose its flavor if you grind it up before Yom Tov. So that's why we're going to be a little more machmir in terms of what you can use to grind up salt than we would be to as far as what you can use to grind up other spices. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to deliver chala or matanos from the Shechta Behemah, the Zroa L'chaim HaKeva, to a Kohen on Yom Tov, even if it was separated on the previous day, whereas Beis Hillel says it's mutter to deliver on Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai explained that it should be just like Truma. You're not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov. So Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to be mafresh Truma, because Truma should have been Hufrash from the previous day on Erev Yom Tov. But Chala and the Matanos of Zroa L'chaim HaKeva are clearly Yom Tov related things, because you're allowed to shecht and you're allowed to knead a dough on Yom Tov. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that Beis Shammai holds that if you want to grind up spices on Yom Tov, you have to use a wooden pestle. Salt, you can't use a pestle at all, you have to use other kelim. And Beis Hillel holds, no, with spices you could use a regular pestle, and salt, you could also use a pestle, but it has to be a wooden pestle for the salt, as opposed to a stone pestle. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches.